It's time for the intervention. We've put it off for far too long, Antoine. We've hidden it underneath this topic right here of what are you not allowed to buy? Monica Brooks, the lotion is out of control. That's what it is.
There we go. Let me put the sign up. Intervention.
Yep.
Tape.
Lotion
no
intervention.
More lotions. I got to stop buying lotions and perfumes and candles and all that stuff.
Everything that smells.
You know, and they pull out their little scripts. They're like, Dear Monica, I love you as a friend and a coworker, and I appreciate the things you do for good smells, but there are too many lotions and lubricants, and things are sliding out of control. And now the whole house smells like old lady.
What? Thank I love you. The smell. I love good smells and oils and
Thank
stuff
you,
like that.
Thank you, Zach, for being open.
And I smell people. Like, you know what? I'm a hugger. So I'm like, you know. So
you
I,
people I, smeller. Oh! How dare you?
All right. Excuse me. I have my letter.
This is our intervention. Thank you.
No.
Dear Monica, thank you for coming today. I want to let you know that while I do love you, this is how you have hurt me.
What?
My nostrils cannot take the vast variety of vanillas, chocolates, day-to-day smells.
Scrumptious.
Really?
And I have a constant headache. Love, Antoine.
Y'all really shut down with perfume? What is this?
I'm kidding. I don't. It's an intervention, is what we said.
It's the lotion intervention.
I can't stop when you say I have a problem.
Yes, you
too
do.
Many lotions. We're talking about like you're not allowed to buy something because you are just over the top with it. And
it gets out of control fast.
You have gone out of control with lotions.
Yep.
That's what it is.
I love it. I love them. I don't know if I can stop.
Maybe if you bought a bottle size big enough than just the sample size you get at
the front. I like to get a taste of it.
Because I asked for some lotion today. It was like the size of my pinky.
Yeah.
It was
a
sample size that you get free for buying something else.
Yeah.
Is what she got.
No, it's therapy.
Because she's a, lotion hotion? Is that, can we say that?
Lotion hotion.
Okay. Because she wants to sample all the different flavors.
I want that. Maybe I won't like, I have to have that one too.
So she wants all the samples. You know what? Really, all I request of you, Monica, is just a little more care in your selection process.
Okay.
Because I feel like you've been a lady of lotion for all of the years I've known you. And for many, many years, Antoine, Monica smelled of, a lot of like, pancake and syrup, sort of that whole
sweet,
very sweetness. Delicious,
okay.
And honey and things, and all on board. And I think you've branched out, and some of them are kind of old lady smells. Don't hurt me.
This is like a stress relief.
Did you hear what he said about you, Myrtle?
Oh no! Yeah. Oh, y'all trying it today?
No,
oh, these smells are delicious.
Some of them are getting into that white diamonds territory.
I know.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
I still keep my sweetness and stuff, but this right here.
I know, but then you're mixing in lotions. Nursing home. Just a tiny bit.
She's going to start pulling out church candy from like her bra and stuff.
We need
a snack.
Hold on, let me check.
Do you have any chuckles? If you have chuckles, this is a problem right now.
Oh, I can't stop.
Yeah. This one
is the one. This is like the stress.
What's
relief.
That? Let me see this one.
Yeah, that's the one that you're talking
about. I put that on today. It smells good, though.
You know what it is? Monica's getting into this.
It's very minty.
You're getting into
earthy.
Like the homeopathic and the CBD stuff, and that stuff is a whole different line of nostril punishment. So it's a
It's kind of strong.
Yeah,
it can take over a room really fast. That's why you need a small bottle.
This one smells like a well medicated, previously chafed butt crack. I mean, that's what I have here. It's not a bad smell.
No, put some on your hands.
But it definitely has a bit of a rehab facility smell to it, just a little bit.
Stress relief.
Scrubs. You should be wearing scrubs and stuff like that.
What are you not allowed to buy? I mean, I'm guilty. My freezer at home is ridiculous. There's too much stuff in it. I can't buy food.
And I don't get to stop.
And I don't understand because I go in there to say, all right, I got to eat some stuff out of this thing. And I can't find nothing in there that I want to use. I'm thinking, what in the H is in this thing? Where did this all come from?
Uh-huh.
And who brought this large box of taquitos into my house? Because you're taking up too much space. That's a very inefficient situation. But then I can't throw it away.
No, you can't. Throw the meat away.
I don't know.
Meat goes to waste.
What I know now is I'm already getting lightheaded from the smell.
You're about to pass out.
It's strong.
Yeah,
it's strong. It's coming over.
Ooh, it is. It smells like my grandpa's house.
Oh,
it's so nice.
Good.
It really does smell like my grandparents' bathroom.
And it relaxes you, though.
I don't know.
In a way.
It makes you think of Nana.
It makes you pass out.
It is. So, yep. Antoine, Zach, and Meemaw here on the K92 Morning Thing.